morning, Mrs. Slocum.
Good morning,
Miss Brahms.
Captain Peacock.
1 minute late.
You're lucky to have me at all, Captain Peacock. I had to thaw my pussy out before I came. You've been out all night.
Well, if I'm not home on the stroke of six, my pussy goes mad.
I never have any trouble in getting up in the morning. My pussy's just like an alarm clock. Every morning at 6:15, it drops its clockwork mouse on me pillow and it won't give over. Not until I've wound it up and had a game under the bed.
I wonder I'm here at all, you know. My pussy got soaking wet. I had to dry it out in front of the fire before I left.
Well, if I'm to spend an evening in this club, there'll have to be accommodation for my pussy.
It must have been awful for you.
Oh, it was.
Well, Mrs. Axelby could see the state I was in, so she went straight up to the sergeant at the desk and she said, "Have any of your constables reported having seen this lady's pussy?"
Well, I can't stay too late. The man next door is popping in every half hour to keep an eye on my pussy. Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on? I've got to get home. If my pussy isn't attended to by 8 o'clock, I shall be stroking it for the rest of the evening.
And I've only got to go upstairs to my flat, put the kettle on, and have a nice cup of tea in front of the fire with my pussy.
Mr. Humphreys, leave my pussy alone. Well, I just do simple cooking to my own taste, but you'll never see a dirty plate in my kitchen. And if there are any leftovers, my pussy gobbles them up in a flat.
Hello, is that Mr. Ekbar? Mrs. Slocum here, your next door neighbour. I wonder, would you do me a favour? Would you go to my front door, bend down and look through the letterbox? And if you can see my pussy, would you drop a sardine on the mantel? On the mantelpiece in my parlour, I've got a whole row of silver cups.
Oh, and what are they for?
Oh, they're for my pussy. Oh, I'm so sorry we're late, but we lost our transport.
What did you have, a snow plough?
I had six Yorkshire Terriers at the end of the year. When we left the backyard door.
After we cleared a path with a shovel.
I shouted, "Mush, mush," and nothing happened.
But then they spotted my pussy and took off like mad.
Am I to take it that you refuse me permission to give my pussy facilities for her confinement?
I'm afraid there's no possibility.